The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We are living through difficult times. The crisis in Gaza Strip has occupied everyone's mind. You know, despite the numbers and the powers, the Muslims are not able to do anything. You know, there was one picture somebody sent to me, although just a drawing. They said, you know, we have more than a billion Muslims around the world, but they cannot even send one bottle of water to Gaza. You look at the unfortunate situation of the Muslims. And this is where we had to realize that, you know, although we live very far away from that, it has an impact. Whether you like it or not, it has an impact on a local level. Whether it is the school, workplace, legislation, media, everywhere you will see there are repercussions of what is happening there. And so we cannot be, you know, indifferent to what's going on. And we have to realize that as Shia Muslims, we are also going through test and trial. What should be our reaction to what is happening in Gaza Strip? You know, sometimes when you talk about this issue, sometimes, and I'm not saying everyone, but sometimes we hear this sound saying, well, you know, they are Sunnis, what has we to do with them? You know, yes, it is true that the Palestinians are Sunni Shafi'i. They are not Shia Isna'ashari. And so the question is that, well, why should we bother about them? And this is where we have to look at this issue. Should our reaction depend on what the other party is doing? Or should our reaction be based on what our faith and mazhab and our imams are saying? Maybe the other party is unjust to you, unfair to you. Do you stoop down to that level? Or do you maintain your own upper level of akhlaq according to the teachings of the imams of Ahlul Bayt? Sometimes provocation is there. You know, you look at the situation, you know, when sectarian flames basically are fanned. Look at the situation in Iraq. It's not very far away from us, time-wise. It is our own current history. And it was the fatherly and wise figure of Ayatollah Sistani who prevailed over the mischief makers. You know, you look at the attack that ISIS and the extremist Wahhabis had on the shrine of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam in Samarra. That was the height of provocation. The Shias would have reacted very angrily and started attacking the Sunnis. But it was the wisdom of this fatherly figure there of Ayatollah Sistani which controlled their emotions. And he said, no, this is not done by Sunnis. This is done by the extremists. And don't blame the majority of Sunni for what the extremists have done. And so we have to be very clear on this issue. And this is where, you know, we'll come to the two examples from the verdicts of two very senior Shia mujtahideen of our time. About 14 years ago, in Ramadan of 1431, there was a Shia website, a very prominent Shia website from Qom. There somebody, a scholar, was responding to a question, and he ended up saying that, You know, anyone who doesn't believe in the imamate of Ahlul Bayt is a kafir. And interestingly, that website, right under the title, it says, under the patronage of Ayatollah Grand Ayatollah Sistani. So this became an issue. People started, you know, writing to Ayatollah Sistani, is this your opinion? And his office was very clear about it. There is a lengthy response to that. Let me just read to you some parts of it where they respond by saying, نَظَرًا إِلَىٰ أَنَّ أُمُومَ إِخْوَانِنَا مِنْ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ We'll leave the Arabic aside anyway. By considering the fact that the majority of our brethren from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah who deny the imamate of the 12 imams alayhi salam believe that imamate is not part of deen. It is not something which has been brought by the Prophet. This is their aqidah. And therefore their denial does not harm their Islam. Remember there's a difference between Islam and Iman. It doesn't harm their Islam according to the views of the Honorable Sayyid Sistani here. The answer is coming from the office of Ayatollah Sistani in Najaf. At the end he says, وَبِالْجُمْلَ أَنَّ كُلَّ مُطَّلِعَ عَلَى فَتَاوِ سَمَاهَةِ السَّيِّدِ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَرَى أَنَ عَامَّةَ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ أَنَّهُ يَرَى أَنَّ عَامَّةَ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He says, if in short, anyone who is familiar with the fatawa of the Honorable Sayyid Sistani knows that he considers the majority of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah as Muslims whose lives and properties are sacrosanct, muhtaram, and all other laws regarding the Muslims apply upon them. So this was just to clarify that what an individual alim had written does not reflect the opinion of Sayyid Sistani, and actually not the opinion of any of the Shia Maraji. They are all unanimous on this issue. But let me share with you, so that was Ayatollah Sistani from Najaf. One of the top marja in Qom at the moment is the Grand Ayatollah Sheikh Wahid Khurasani. I am honored to be his student. He also actually received a question in a different context, and it is there in his website, even today I checked, double-checked it today, where the person was talking that he lives in an area where there are majority Sunni. He says, we live in the area where Ahl Sunnah reside, and they consider us as kafir. The Sunnis consider us to be kafir, and they say Shia is kafir. In such a situation, can we retaliate in kind and consider them as kafir the way they consider us as kafir? This is very much relevant. And this is Ayatollah Wahid Khurasani, who is very well known to be a very vilai marja. And so they say, we request you to clarify our religious duty in such a situation. Ayatollah Wahid Khurasani responds by saying, anyone who gives testimony to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prophethood of the last prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he is a Muslim. His life, his honor, his property are sacrosanct as the life, honor, and property of a follower of the Ja'fari Shia Madhab. Then he says, وَوَزِيفَيِ شَرْئِيَ شُمَا آنَسْ كِبَا گُوِيَنْدَيِ شَهَادَتَيْنَ هَرْچَنْ شُمَارَ كَافِرْ بِدَانَدْ بِحُسْنِ مُعَاشَرَتْ رَفْتَارْ كُنِدْ. Your religious duty towards anyone who says the shahadatain, even if he calls you a kafir, is to behave with them in good manners. And if they behave with you unjustly, وَأَگَرْ آنَهَا بَانَّا حَقْ بَشُمَا رَفْتَوَرْ كَرْدَانْ شُمَا أَسْسِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ حَقْ وَعَدْلِ مُنْحَرِفْ نَشَوِيدْ. And if they behave with you unjustly, you should not deviate from the rightful straight path and justice. Don't stoop down to their level. Maintain your moral standard of being a Shia and follower of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wassalam. Salawat alaykum wa rahmatullah. Ayatollah Waheed Khurasani goes further. He says, if someone from them becomes ill, go and visit him. If someone dies, participate in the funeral. If someone seeks help from you, help him. Submit to Allah's command. This is where I go back to the ayat that I recited. He writes that ayat there, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنْعَانَ قَوْمٍ أَنْ لَا تَعْدِلُوا. The hatred for a people should not ever lead you to be unfair. They are calling you kafir, yes. You are angry. You might even have hatred towards them because of what they do to you. But do not abandon the fairness and justice. And do not say to anyone who greets you with salam that you are a kafir. And he relates that to the ayat from Surah Nisa, ayat 94. So this is the end of his response to this question.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem Adi عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.